and we're on the phone with David John, CEO of War Memorial Hospital. Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. We've been going at this. I look back. It's like I think we're close to our 1 year anniversary of you and I talking on the radio about COVID-19. We're coming up on it.
It was the middle of March, I think, is when everything got shut down last year.
Yeah. So, so where are we as far as numbers right now are concerned here in the book?
Well, over the weekend, we did 116. There were three positives. But if you look at, I look in week chunks now, and, for the whole week for the UP, there was like 126 new cases, and we only had 11 in Chippewa County. So, if you were looking at the trend here, and this goes back to like the first of the year, the first week of January we had 132 positives, then we had 57, then we had 40, then we had 25, and now we have 11. So the numbers on an outpatient basis are good. We do have one positive patient in our ICU right now, but they're a MDOC inmate, and we all know that prison has have a difficult time dealing with all the COVID that they've seen. That particular person had tested positive 10 days ago, but the disease got worse and had to be admitted. So that's good too. We've gone probably in the last 2 weeks between zero and one patient in the hospital who was positive at any one time. We did have one COVID death a week ago, and we had another one last week, but that was person who had tested positive like 3 months ago.
Okay.
Had recovered but then came back in, and they still counted as a COVID death if it's anything within 90 days.
Right.
So from a health department perspective, they keep track of the Chippewa County deaths. We're in the mid-20s now, maybe getting close to 30, which is still too many, but competing with the rest of the counties in the UP and the state, we're doing pretty good.
And I was thinking too. I was remembering back to when it was October, November, whatever. We were really starting to see things ramp up here. And my gosh, I don't remember how many the max was that you had at the hospital. And I remember you. I think you were pretty concerned about which way this is going to go. One death is too many, but I mean, the way that it's trended and it didn't overrun the hospital, like I think you were concerned that it potentially could back then,
Yeah, I think our high point was 23 COVID patients in the hospital at one time. A lot of those were from the MDOC out in Kinross, and, they had a really rough time of it. But lately it's gotten a lot better, and is that because we're really fortunate that in Chippewa County, between all the partners, the hospital, the health department, the Sioux Tribe, and the Bay Mills Tribe, that we've really done well on getting enough vaccinations, at least in the beginning. Now it's pretty much stalled, but I think we've done probably 7,500 vaccinations in Chippewa County, and I think our population is about 35,000. So we're maybe 20 to 25% of the population has been vaccinated. I know at the hospital, we're now up to between 65 and 70% of the staff have been vaccinated.
Excellent.
And we haven't had a employee off because they tested positive for COVID in probably a month. So what that data probably tells me is that the vaccination is effective, and it seems working because, like we just talked about, last year, end of February, first part of March is when it was really hitting bad, and that's when the shutdown occurred. It wasn't hitting bad here,
right?
But it was hitting bad in the rest of the the state and in the nation. And so we're still in the midst of flu season. So, you know, what's the other explanation for the COVID numbers going up? A lot of it has to do with how many people have been vaccinated, and then that maybe we're getting used to wearing masks and social distancing and what have you. And, you know, I know that restaurants and bars opened at least to 25% capacity. Was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure the state is looking at that trend, too, to see if there's an increase in the spread. But there doesn't seem to be at this point.
And you mentioned, David, the partnerships between not just the health department, but the Sioux Tribe and the Bay Mills Tribe, and the health department about that as well, about what a unique partnership that is for our neck of the woods to have those two agencies be able to get vaccines in, get their members vaccinated, but they still have leftover vaccine, and they're actually expanding that out to the community and everything to just, again, try to get as many people throughout the county vaccinated. And that's been, I would think, again, unique here and in other areas where there are tribal entities that are able to access those vaccines and partner with the health department and the hospital to really get those shots in arms throughout the county.
Yeah, it is a great partnership, and I need to add in Lake Superior State University as well,
sure.
Because
mm-hmm.
for that mass vaccination clinic, they allowed us to use the Norris Center and have made that offer that if we get that, you know, big amount of vaccine again, they'll do it again. And their, you know, their nursing students came over and helped out, and also to the Chippewa County Emergency Preparedness Team, you know, they've been part of that as well. So, you know, there's six or seven agencies working together, and you know, without us working together, it would be really hard for one to do it. I mean, you know, the health department, and it's not just here, it's any health department in the state, has never been stable of that we've seen. And so, you know, they don't have enough people to do it on their own, so we have to partner with them. I mean, they certainly do a great job, but they need all of our help, and, you know, it's all about getting our community safe so we can get back to normal life. And I just wish now that, you know, instead of getting 100 doses a week like we've been getting the last couple weeks, and I think the health department may have gotten 200 doses, you know, I'd like to see us getting in the 975 doses that we got the first 3 or 4 weeks, because we could really get our community vaccinated pretty quickly. But again, we don't have access to the vaccine we need to do it, and you know, we have predicted it would probably be, you know, April before even this 1B of sick number get vaccinated, and it seems to be trending that way at this point.
What are you hearing? I know we still got the two vaccines out there, but there's that third Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which, again, is just a one-shot vaccine as opposed to the two-shot vaccine that the Moderna and the Pfizer is. Where is that in the pipeline as far as being approved and getting out into communities around the country?
Yeah, I think they're going through the process this week, and hopefully in the next week or two that will come out. You know, the feedback we're hearing now is, you know, that the Johnson & Johnson is only about 70% effective compared to Pfizer, which is 95% effective, and Moderna 90%. So, you know, there's going to be a point when more and more of these vaccines are out that people are going to be requesting, you know, certain brand of vaccine, and
sure.
You know, that's going to create a whole new dynamic for Johnson & Johnson is at least considering, you know, a booster dose to get their effectiveness up to, you know, the 90 percentile. I don't know where that's at, but what people need to understand is, you know, to get 95% effectiveness is like a scientific marvel, because the regular flu shot that we've been getting, or a lot of people have been getting for years and years and years for flu A and flu B, that's about 65% effective. And, you know, we've all heard stories about, I got my flu shot, yet I still got the flu. Well, that's because the flu shot was only 65% effective.
Mm-hmm.
So even the 70% from the Johnson & Johnson effectiveness range is better than what the regular flu shot is. But at the same time, you know, the COVID-19 affects people certain people to a degree where it's much more deadly than the regular flu. So you just wonder what that dynamic will be when you have all these vaccinations out. And I can see a time where we say, well, we can't get any more Pfizer, but we can get Johnson & Johnson, and a patient coming in and saying, well, I don't want Johnson & Johnson. I want to wait till the Pfizer. And will we be able to get a Pfizer vaccine until everybody's vaccinated?
Well, and I think that's a good point that you make, because I think a lot of people hear these percentages out there and they maybe didn't think about the flu shot is only, 65 or 70% effective, and we hear 95% and we think that maybe every shot is 95% effective, but that's not the case. So,
no, and like I always say, I'd like it to be that you could say medicine is an exact science, but it's an art. Mm-hmm. And different people react different ways to different drugs, to different antibiotics, to different surgeries, from recovery times and other things. There isn't going to be one standard that you can guarantee everybody is going to be immunized to that percentage of effectiveness, because we're all different people, we're all different genetic makeups, and we'll all have different responses to it.
We're talking to David John, CEO of War Memorial Hospital. David, what's is there been talk out there about, we're so much focused on people vaccinated and everything, but at some point we got to look at the long term. Is there going to be an annual vaccine that we're going to have to get on this? Is there starting to be talk about what's going to happen beyond everybody getting vaccinated at this point? What's the next step after this?
Yeah, I mean, there is certainly talk going on. I think that the companies are out there trying to figure out how do they have the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine in one. In one shot,
sure.
Instead of having to get, a variety of shots over, the course of time next fall. But relatively speaking, we're in the infancy of the time frame of this new vaccine to figure out, how effective it's going to be and what are the potential side effects of it. And the flu vaccine, I mean, they're developing the regular flu vaccine right now, based on what they see has happened in the southern hemisphere, and they'll take that information and put it together to create the flu vaccine for the northern hemisphere, when it comes to be October. But a lot of those things can change, and the regular flu has pretty much been non-existent. I mean, truthfully speaking, we would probably have a few hundred cases of the regular flu, and I think we have less than 5 right now for this flu season. So,
wow.
Obviously, this mask wearing and washing of your hands and social distancing has certainly caused the regular flu to go by the wayside.
Yeah, I remember usually, I think it was like back in August, you were saying when you would start seeing some of the seasonal flu and everything that it was radar because of the mask wearing and because of the hand washing and the social distancing. And I mean, what a great phenomenon. I mean, I don't know if people are going to say, well, great, we're going to do this every year now just to make sure we don't have the flu. But, I mean, it's great to see that. I mean, that's the one less thing that you've had to deal with, I guess, at the hospital, right?
Yeah. And, the thing would have been if you had a regular flu season, it would be for the physicians to determine, okay, do you have the regular flu or do you have COVID? And, that's an extra step in the diagnosis process that you would have to take. And now with the regular flu being pretty much non-existent, if you come in with certain symptoms, you can almost go right to that. This must be COVID.
We were talking about vaccinations, and War Memorial's teamed up with a Sugar Island EMS. You got a COVID-19 vaccine clinic coming up this Friday. For residents there of Chippewa County. You don't have to live on Sugar Island, but that'll be going on this Friday on Sugar Island, right?
Yep. We decided last week when we knew we got 100 doses of the Moderna, what are we going to do with it? We talked to the health department, and, we did the Drummond Island clinic a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helps the health department, because they don't have to send people out there, if our clinics in those areas can do it. And we thought, well, nothing's been done on Sugar Island yet, so 100 people, maybe that's a good number. And we've got, I think, 22 people signed up right now, and there's 100 doses. So anybody who's a Chippewa County resident and is over 65 years of age, even including some teachers, correction workers, first responders that maybe haven't got it yet, it has to be by appointment only, so you'd have to call our emergency manager, Austin Conway, and leave a message at 253-1003 to get on the list. So there's still 78 vaccinations available. So if you're out there listening and really want a vaccination, here's your chance. You know, if you mm-hmm. if you don't live on Sugar Island, well, you'll have to take the ferry over to Sugar Island to get it. But that's a small price to pay to be on a list to get vaccinated.
Absolutely, and that's going on this Friday. And again, the number to call, Austin, is 906-253-1003. Is it, Dave, is it hard for you guys to plan these vaccine clinics out because you just don't know how much vaccine you're going to get on a week-to-week basis, or is the state getting that information to you at a little bit better rate right now?
Well, they're supposed to be getting it a little better to us, but we haven't seen that yet. I mean, it's pretty easy, and I don't mean to say real easy to plan a clinic. I mean, you got to get volunteers, you got to get space, you know, that kind of thing. But if we knew next week we were getting 975 doses of the Pfizer vaccine, we could do another mass vaccination clinic at Lake State. You know, they basically offered the Norris Center to us anytime we needed it to get people vaccinated. The tough thing is that we usually don't know until Thursday or Friday of the week before, so you have a short time to plan those things and get the information out and the word out to people. And, you know, there will be a point in time where, you know, it was really easy to fill up that first 975 of vaccine. As more and more people get vaccinated and don't need it anymore, you know, you don't want to plan a clinic and then only have half the people come to it, and then put with the potential of wasting doses. But we have a method for that too. I know the health department and us have like an on-call list or whatever, that if any day we have extra vaccine that we can, you know, we're going to waste if we don't get it in somebody's arm, we have people on call that we can bring them in and short notice and get the vaccine in them.
And I know that some of the local pharmacies are going to start doing some vaccines as well. Like, I know Meijer is, and I don't know if Walgreens is as well, or Rite Aid. What are you hearing about that? Do you know when those will start, or is that still I know they're getting people on their list, getting ready to do that when those start. Any word on when they will start, do you know? Or
yeah, I've heard they've started already. I don't know how much vaccine that they have necessarily, but I know that they have... they have started, but again, I'm not completely privy to how much they have and when they're doing them. But I know there's signs up at those places, and they're trying to get those vaccines out in that method too. And that's fine. I mean, you know, I don't have any reason to say you know, that shouldn't happen, because that gets vaccines in arms quicker. And mm-hmm. And it takes a little stress off of the health department and us and the tribes and what have you. So the more vaccines that can get out, the better it is for everybody.
Just take somebody off of the list one way or another, right?
Correct.
and you still have the testing going on there at the hospital. That's still available for people to go through.
Yeah, the drive-through station is still available. And you know, we've seen the numbers, you know, go down to probably in the 60s and 70s during days of the week, you know, and the weekends maybe around 100 for the whole weekend. But you know, I can remember times where it was 200 and 300 going through there. So we've definitely seen a decrease in that.
And it's still the self-testing, right, where people get the little packet out and they do it themselves and then drop it off for the test. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. Yep, that's the test.
And it's super simple. I did that. I had to go and get checked for something, but I had to go get tested to make sure I didn't have COVID first, and I didn't. But going through that process, it was super simple and quick, and I had the results later that afternoon, and was good to go. So that's if you got to do it, that's kind of a quick way to do it, and I guess it saves on staff for you guys as far as having to man it. You just have to have the lab staff to run the test, I guess.
Right, and there's more and more people who are doing tests now. You know, Lake State has the capability of doing their own tests for their athletes and their students, so that takes a little pressure away from us as well. And again, the more areas you can get that testing at, when you start feeling bad, the more choices you have, and you can determine quickly whether you have COVID or not, and not expose other people to the disease.
Anything else COVID-related you want to add, Dave, before we... Because I did want to ask just about the hospital in general. Anything new that you wanted to, new doctors or new services or anything else that you wanted to point out going on at the hospital?
We're getting some new doctors signed up. We have a new pain management doctor coming in probably this summer. Dr. Warren is his name. Remember, we lost Dr. Daha, who moved to Texas. We still have Dr. Alshab, but we're going to add Dr. Warren to the mix. We're still looking for an orthopedic surgeon. We brought some advanced practitioners in to help out in our urology clinic with Dr. Cotan, in a couple other areas with our behavioral health clinic. We're trying to recruit another OBGYN physician. So we have some good leads, and hopefully those will come through, and we'll get some new people here this summer.
Cool. Well, anything else you want to add before we let you go, Dave? Always appreciate the time and the information.
No, things are going well, and we hope they continue that way for the foreseeable future.
We're almost a year into this, and the only good thing about that means is that we're almost done with winter, and we're almost into spring and summer, so that'll be nice to
That's right.
get past that. So, Dave, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for the information. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks, all right?
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, David John, CEO of War Memorial Hospital, joining us this morning here on 1230 WSOO.